Six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
We all know that it is not 8:23 p.m. No. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And that's the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. Oh, probably my favorite time of day. Well, I think lunchtime is probably my favorite time, or sometimes kitty time is my favorite time, but 19:30, that's a good time too. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. You knew that already. Unless, of course, this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say welcome. And this is also the point where we pour some tea, because I need some tea. What kind of tea? That's always the next question. And I know, you can probably guess. Oh, yeah. Yum, 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 yum. Yeah, once again, I'm drinking that Yinding Chie Guan Yin. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, I really can't get enough of it. I'm going to drink it all day today, and then maybe I'll switch it up tomorrow. I've been drinking this for, what, 4 or 5 days straight now? I'm not really paying any attention. But it's been a while and I like drinking it because it's delicious. What am I doing today other than drinking tea? Well, probably not a whole hell of a lot. I was just looking at the weather channel, looking at the weather radar. It was raining overnight and it's not raining now, but we are right on the edge of the storm system. So every once in a while it kind of drizzles a little bit. So it's a little bit damp out there, but more importantly, it's extremely windy. We are talking about winds that are already 22 to 24 miles per hour. What's that in metric? I don't know. Like 50. And then there's even bigger gusts. Every once in a while, there's gusts up to 35 miles an hour. How fast is 35? I don't know. It's like 60. I don't know, it doesn't matter. What it means is that we can't go outside because there will be too much wind. And it doesn't seem like it's all that cold. It's over 10 degrees, but, you know, whatever. Looks like we're going to be indoors all day today. And it's nice and cold. So I'm drinking hot tea. Hot tea for me today. Oh, how cold is it? I got some tea dripping down my teapot. Clean up the tea tub. There we go. How cold is it? Well, I don't know. It's about 13 or 14 degrees in my house. I still haven't turned the heat on. And I'm going to try to go as long as I can. I like to try to at least get about halfway through November, if not all the way to December, before turning my heat on. Because I'm thrifty that way, and plus I like living in the coldness for a while after the big heat of the summer. I need to take a break and have some coolness, So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty excited about it. So, yeah. As you can tell, once again, I've got absolutely nothing planned for the show today. So we should probably go in the other room and see what's up. Because there was a little bit of something going on last night. Exit the old room here. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, where's the C-A-T? Oh, she's in here sleeping. Yeah, okay. So anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, last night I decided to get out the 303. I took my 303 off the shelf and I plugged it in. And I was just poking around on it, checking some things out, wondering how much memory I have left, trying to find all the memory locations that I can use in case I want to write some music, and all that kind of stuff. And I found some things, and I found some stuff, and I was pushing some buttons, and blah, blah, blah. I need to make a bunch of drum patterns and stuff, but I was messing around, not doing the stuff I was supposed to be doing. What else is new? And I found some wacky stuff that I can use. And I was looking for weird instruments. And I was messing around with wacky stuff. And we get this. Beautiful. Fun. So dumb. Right, so we got the little boopily boppily boops, the kind of boopily boppily boops that I like to use. But what could I possibly do with that? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I've put this aside, and I'll worry about that later, because, yeah, what the hell do you do with that? I don't know. But we're going to have to hook up some other stuff at some point. I'm not doing it now. I don't know. Gotta worry about that later, because I found something so much cooler. Oh, yeah. So what are we going to do with that? I don't know, but we could do something super cool ambient stuff with a thing. How cool is that? How cool is that? Maybe we can get a what we need here is some movement. Get a chord change going here. You know what else would be good with this? Okay. How awesome is this? Oh, I love those weird little artifacts in there. See, we could go anywhere with this. Lots of fun stuff in here. Now, the question is, can we transpose it? Let's go down a whole step. That was right when the sequence started over again. So it faked us out. But we'll definitely hear a change this time. How very creative. Let's take it all the way back up. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Have I outdone myself? Maybe. That is very clearly awesome. But that really wasn't... Wait, was that what I was going to show you? I can't... Wait, check the notes. I made some notes last night of all the stuff. Oh, yeah. I did find some dokety-doke-doc types of things. Where was that? Let's see if we can punch it up on the old computer here. There's no computer. It's just a 30-freaking-3. Did I remember to leave the shaker on this? Yes, I did. And that's all I have. Plus, we got these wacky bells. I get the feeling that these little doke docks are going to get some bells. Because you know how much I love the bells. But yeah, so that's what I did last night. I got these doke docks. And I got those weird dupa-loopa boops, which don't go together with these doke docks. And then I got that weird... I don't even know what we call that thing with the jowms and the grounds. But I gotta tell you, I love these jowms and grounds. See, it's going jowm, jowm, jowm. Now give me the ground. Now I'm gonna transpose it. Oh, too late. Oh yeah, that was the other thing I did. I changed my transpose from up a fifth to down a single step. And that's great, because that's what the difference in this sequence is. So whenever I hit that, I can drop it and we can hang it in one place if we have to. That's brilliant, Tobe. Good job. Oh my god, I'm just opening up more doors and windows. Ha 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 ha. I'm having fun just listening to this. Yeah, we don't have to experiment with this right now, Tob. We got all day to do this. Right now, we got to do some dubious goals committee. The loyal listeners, the committee, they need to hear dubious things, like how to make soup with a carrot and a potato. And they're wondering if Blenda needs any funding. And they're wondering, oh, what should we do? We got grease on stuff. Oh, what are we going to do? 1981 Mom is coming. No, we're not doing any of that.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
I lied.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Let's see the
features. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Ooh, logo-free.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Superior.
The carabiner hook.
Oh my god, we all know it's not a carabiner. Why do they even have this?
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yeah, it really does. Should
order
I order one today?
Ball washer today?
I really should. My golfers will love me for it. Because, you know, you know how golfers are. They hate logos. No, they don't. Golfers wear more logos than anybody else. Why would you make a logo-free golf ball washer? You should just put a bunch of different logos on it. Golfers love, they love logos. Jeez.
As for me, I'm not a huge fan of logos. I wear none. But that's not the important thing. The important thing right now is to take attendance.
Okay, Blenda.
Oh, Blenda. The big question is, should I fund this? Take a look. Look, should I fund it?
Fund it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Present. Astronomic Kate.
All right, Astronomic Cat is here.
Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Oh, where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Wait, oh my God! Run for your life!
Oh, Ghost Bear, I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Yeah, see, Ted, he got marked down as absent forever because Ghost Bear killed him. Oh, that wacky Ghost Bear. Oh, jeez. But anyway, let's get back to some synth business, and we need to test our little weird thing here. This weird thing. To see if this will truly ambient. That should be a new feature on Dubious Goals Committee. Will it ambient? Yeah, it might. So what we need to do is we need to get out some other synths, maybe just one synth. Which synth are we getting out? Oh, maybe the OP1. And what are we going to do with it? We're going to set up our favorite ambient test device, is what I'm doing right now, which is the Tombola sequencer. All right. Now, will it ambient? Let's hit start. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but this does seem to ambient rather well. I've invented a new verb. We can do some... Oops, a little loud there. We could do some manual ambienting too. Oh, it's so cheesy. Ooh. So, maybe if I feel like doing something super ambient-y, we can use some of this stuff, because, come on. That's awesome. Yeah, and the funny thing is now I'm inspired to do something kind of ambient-y when I should be working on the third track of the thing. Pippa, what are you doing? Pippa's shredding up carpet. The movie is starting. Don't shred the carpet. Watch Robin Hood. Robin Hood just started. And, boy, I haven't seen this a million times. But I gotta keep watching it every time it's on because Olivia de Havilland is such a delicious little piece of Maid Marian. I mean, come on. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm gonna shirk doing the work that I should be doing. I shirk the work I should be doing. Work am I shirking? I'm shirking the work that I have to write the third installment of that other little thing, the third piece that will complete the trilogy of Ode to Ghost Bazaar, Glib Larceny, and then the new track. But instead I'm too hung up on thinking about all this wacky ambient stuff we could do. Messing around, Tub. I can't help it. My synthesizers are fun. And then, that's not even the only thing. Where's the other thing I found? That's not it. Yeah, I found this other patch on the OP1 that's going to get super ambient-y. It sounds something like this. Doesn't that sound awesome? Yes, it does. So ambient-y. Does it work with the other thing? Let's test it out. Is it too much? Is it too ambient? Is it just too much to cope with? Yes, it is. Another thing that's difficult to cope with is the fact that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that is so ambient that it airs at 19:30 UTC every freaking day. My name's Tobe. It's time for lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yes. You yo.